The first step in assertive behavior is for you to accept full responsibility for yourself and what you want. So use the word I rather than the word you. Be willing to say things like, I want, I need, I think, I feel, in my opinion, or it seems to me that, or I'm not happy with the existing situation. And in taking responsibility for your emotions, you can say something like, I feel unhappy or angry when you say or do such and such a thing. In each case, you remain firmly in control by taking responsibility for yourself and your feelings and expressing clearly what you think and feel. You are neither overbearing nor compromising. You are merely assertive. You do not blame or criticize. You merely state your truth calmly and without emotion. In dealing with difficult people, especially people who are angry or complaining, a valuable assertiveness technique is to be sympathetic and understanding and ask questions. It's very hard for a person to be angry for any period of time when you're asking questions and listening carefully to the answers. One of the most powerful sentences you can use in dealing with a person who is upset is this: I understand exactly how you feel. If I were in your situation, I'd feel the same way. Sometimes you can diffuse a difficult situation simply by being willing to understand the other person. Often, all that a person needs is to know that someone else cares about how they feel and is attempting to understand their position. To assure that you will be assertive in a difficult situation when it arises, be sure to prepare mentally in advance. Use mental rehearsal. Walk through the situation in your own mind and see yourself responding calmly and quietly. See yourself relaxed and in complete control of the conversation. You can also use what is called the broken record technique. This method of assertiveness simply requires that you continue to repeat the same message over and over until it's accepted. In disciplining an employee or asking a child to do or not to do something, this technique is very effective. You ask your child to clean up his room. The child wants to argue or play or watch television and will clean up the room later and has 100 other reasons why the request is unreasonable. You simply respond by saying, I understand what you're saying, but I would like you to clean up your room right now. Whatever the child says, repeat the same words. If you repeat the same words often enough, eventually the other person will accept the message as being a fact and will stop arguing and start cooperating. This works equally well in most adult situations. Another powerful assertiveness technique is the use of silence. Often people say things to either provoke a comment or to get your agreement. You can often respond very effectively by saying nothing. If the other person tries to get you to say something, simply say, I have nothing to say at this time. One of the best of assertiveness techniques is the use of delay. My Japanese counterparts taught me some years ago that delay is the cruelest form of denial. Instead of saying no and getting into an argument, or saying yes and finding out later it was the wrong decision, simply delay. Put off a decision. Ask for time to think it over. If a person wants you to contribute time or money to a worthy cause, and you're not sure that you care enough about this cause, simply delay making a decision. Tell the other person that this is an important decision and you would like a little time to turn it over in your mind. When you refuse to be rushed or coerced into saying or doing something, you feel much more in control of yourself and your life. Your self-esteem goes up. You feel more effective and your self-confidence increases. More than anything else, because of the law of reversibility, if you engage in the behaviors of a highly self-confident, assertive, and positive person, the actions themselves will actually create the feelings, beliefs, and values that go with them. By doing what you would do if you were exactly the person you would like to be, you will ultimately become that person. By using the other ideas you are learning in this course and practicing techniques like broken record, silence, delay, and the acceptance of responsibility in dealing with difficult people, you'll become more positive and assertive and eventually become a superior person with a superior personality. And the more effective you are in dealing with a wide range of behaviors at home and at work, the higher will be your self-confidence.